Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is our order.
Live in the studio.
It's the Out of Bounds Show with Low Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
Well, good morning on a Monday. It's not raining. I love it. I'm good with it. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Blake did not bring home the hardware from the disc golf tournament. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Somebody will take home the hardware next Sunday night in the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. We will talk about that throughout the week. And all the Mississippi flavor. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We are the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We are powered by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, along with award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. We're streaming live for you on TheZone1059.com and the Out of Bounds radio app. I've got Blake with me. We've got a good show today. Alabama has an offensive and defensive coordinator. According to the metrics, they have upgraded. That's not good. I was hoping that Saban would drop the ball totally. Not that either one of these guys are elite, and not that you need to be elite at Alabama, as we all know. At Mississippi State and Ole Miss, we unfortunately get to see Alabama up close every year. And know that their margin for error is 100 times more than the dogs and the Rebs. But Saban has Tommy Rees and Kevin Steele, the veteran, coming back to the University of Alabama Crimson Tide. Blake wants to talk about the Pro Bowl for like an hour. I told him no, not going to do that. And, well, what else? Oh, I went to Mudbugs yesterday. That place was insane in a good way. I was glad to see so many people out. They had a line early and often, so it was good to see the crew and slinging that crawfish and shrimp. Chris Jans, 3 in a row in Starkville. I don't know what, you know, are you on board? Are you back on the bandwagon? Most of you jumped off. And so TCU, South Carolina, and Missouri wins, and they host another winnable game Wednesday against LSU.
Would that be the March Madness bandwagon? Is that the bandwagon you're referencing?
No, I'm referencing NIT.
Oh, I think
bandwagon.
I think the fan base may be on the other bandwagon.
I'm aware of that. I heard that at the engagement party that I was at on Saturday night, and I thought, why don't you win enough to get in the NIT first? And if you do that, that means you're on your way to the NCAAs. But I think that is still a super-duper long shot.
Who wants to do the steps when you can just jump to the finished product?
Well, that's what people do every January 1st when they want to lose 25 pounds.
That's what the NFL draft's all about. It's Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl when you get a good draft.
Just ask the Houston Texans
and
the Detroit Lions.
The Jets.
the Jets.
Absolutely, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not on the March Madness bandwagon just yet?
No.
Okay.
Why would I be?
I'm just trying to get your... Look, because they've won 3 in a row. They're about to win 7 more in a row.
Oh.
Right? Isn't that how many they have left? 7? 6?
That sounds right. I didn't count
they're
it
going,
this
They're going... winning out, right?
I'll give Tolu Smith this... Tolu, another double-double in college basketball
Woo.
Is just, that's crazy. 25-12 in college basketball is it, that those are big, big numbers. And, you know, got a little help off the bench, but they beat a Mizzou team that is dangerous and talented and not in the rebuild that Mississippi State is in. Tolu was 8-12 and 9-12 from the field, 9-12 from the free throw line. I mean,
and that's when everybody knows it's going to you. That's the other thing you got to remember. And we talked about this when they were struggling, is they're hitting shots now, which at least gives all you need. All a guy like Tolu Smith needs is a couple inches, right? That's all, just a little bit of space. And so the rest of the team kind of hitting a couple shots is allowing him to be much more effective.
You know, he can move so well to be 6'10", 6'11". And that is rare. We've had a, you know, we've had several big guys go through Starkville and Oxford, but just like at the high school level, you know, so many times the big guy down low, it's like when I didn't understand why we went through the most uncoordinated guys on the court, but that was back what you did. That's what Bobby Knight did. So that's what all the high school coaches did.
Yep.
It made no sense. The more athletic people were playing point guard and or two, and maybe the three, although there was a massive drop in high school as you went that way. And so, yeah, I just never understood, you know, we're going to throw the ball in the post all the time. Defense is going to collapse on them. They can't dribble. Most of the time, they can't even pivot to get a decent layup. A good half the time plus, it goes off their foot, knee, or whatever, or they walk. And yet, you go and you watch somebody like Tolu Smith and his hand-eye coordination and his footwork is ridiculous.
Yeah. Look at almost everybody in the NBA, same way. Yeah.
And so 25-12 is, it, again, in college basketball are spectacular numbers, and kudos to him. And, hey, they're 15-8, 3-7 in conference, and we'll see what we'll see what they've got left in store, and they host LSU on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
They shot 72% from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I think they didn't shoot 72% a single game before their three-game winning streak. It felt like they couldn't throw the ball in an ocean.
Well, they did shoot well from the free throw line. Yeah. Tolu and Cam Matthews were the bulk of that, so... Kudos to them. And you know who got on the board? DJ Jeffries.
There you go.
He got on the board offensively. You know, he hit some baskets. He's doing some of the things, you know, Jans wants him to do, defending, and he's long and all that. So that was, and he also had 9 boards. That, look, man, they'll take 10 points and 9 boards from DJ Jeffries and, like, high step out of the hump. So, are you excited about this Mississippi State basketball team? Because I can't. The only thing I can say about Ole Miss is they're going to have a new coach.
Yeah, that it's getting bad.
They're going to fork over bad. 7 figures. Kermit will get even more beach money, and Kermit Davis Jr.
Yeah,
and this will go down as semi-successful. Yeah. I mean, you know, he had that 1 year, and other than that, it's just been a bunch of yuck. It just, he never could get it right for whatever reason. And Ole Miss will be in the throes, but it'll be right in the middle of baseball season. So I debate whether it'll be 7 Ole Miss people or 15 Ole Miss people that will actually be interested in the basketball search, because it'll be mixed into SEC baseball weekends of, you know, Elliott and Gonzalez and guys like that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've won 5 of their last 28 SEC games.
And he makes $3 million a year. That's not a bad gig.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad gig. It's a bad record, though.
It is.
And so that is not something that Ole Miss fans are super excited about.
Reminds me of like Lee Hunt or Bob Boyd at the end.
But the truth is, like we've always talked about, State fans have always bought into basketball a little bit more.
Rick did it for half. About 60% less of that.
Yeah, correct. State fans have always bought into basketball. So it's not surprising to me that there's a big portion that's on the bandwagon of, this team can get hot and make March Madness. There's always a desire to get there.
Oh, yeah, there's always a desire to get there. There was a desire in Oxford. I mean, that was what we heard during the offseason, that Kermit had, I mean, you know, they had loaded the boat. They had invested a lot of money in recruiting. And, I mean, Ruffin's gone. You know, it's just a, yeah, it's a blank show. The show is powered by MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Good morning. Welcome in on a Monday. Nick Saban has his coordinators. We'll discuss on the big board. Brad Edwards will stop by at 8:30. Looking forward to that. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today.
What's on the big board? What's on the big board?
Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line, 601-707-3750. Twitter handle, at BowBounds. Your agup.com text line is 601-885-3776. Shoot us a text, 885-3776. Those are rolling in this morning on Mississippi State basketball and Tolu Smith. Kyle, man, he believes. Should we get Kyle a We Believe shirt? And then it says 9-9?
Yeah.
And if it, you know, if it happens,
you can say last four in.
Oh, that you could put that on the back.
We believe last four in.
We believe 9-9, and then in the back on the back last four in. We love Joe Lenardi.
It used to be a field of
or something like that.
It used to be a field of 64. Now they have the playing game. So what is it? A field of 68 or something like that? 66? I don't know exactly.
Correct.
What it is.
68.
So
there's those two games I think on Tuesday night. In the middle of nowhere, Ohio,
yeah,
or something.
You could put, like, we believe, hashtag 68, you know. He's not wrong.
Lenardi for Preston?
If you went 9-9, okay, you probably would be in the tournament because of who your wins are.
Right.
The problem is you have to go 6-2, and you have four road games in the next eight.
Yeah, you're not going 6-2.
Probably not.
What are the percentages? 4% chance? 8% chance?
It's probably a little bit more than that, but you're not. It's not.
Eight?
It's not high. What odds would I have to give you to put $1,000 on it that they go 6-2? 10-1?
No.
That's insane.
Not, more than that.
100-1.
Okay.
I don't think they'll go 6-2.
Kyle, we believe.
Star 9-9.
I love that. This.
That should be the new shirt.
I love this. I like where we're going.
Yeah.
Duke says Missouri usually shoots the three well, and they didn't on Saturday.
It's that
that's
defense.
Because Chris Jans basically threatens to send you to JUCO if you don't defend. And Chris Jans has been a head basketball coach in the Florida Panhandle. And he will tell you about it. And the stories are amazing. He told us one Friday night during football season some stories on what it was like to be the head coach of a junior college in the Florida Panhandle. Hilarious. Just like how you get players, you know? I mean, it's just the craziest way.
Yeah.
You know, you'll stumble on this guy. You'll stumble, you know, this guy may get in trouble. This guy may, you know, get homesick. This guy gets somebody pregnant. It's just, JUCO. We should have like a Netflix series on JUCO every year, not just the one that they rolled out of East Mississippi.
It'd be a lot more entertaining than the Pro Bowl was yesterday.
I did. All right. Can I tell you what happened? So you and I talked yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Sunday morning I got up. I got in a ton of steps. Okay.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Well, it felt good. I mean, it felt good outside is what I meant. Obviously, being outside and walking is good for me. I don't know if it's good for everybody. But, and then, you know, roamed around a little bit. I went out to Mudbugs about 12:20, 12:30. There was already a line. Got some shrimp to go and some mushrooms.
Smart.
Yeah. Which were amazing. The crawfish smelled. That place smells great. Got home. Wendy went and hung out with one of her friends. They did a power walk, and then they were going to play cards at her house. And so I fired up a San Latano Bull from Havana Smoke Shop.
Oh.
Sat out on the back patio and got lost for the afternoon and did not turn on the TV.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
I
then
was
you played,
not going to do the Pro Bowl because that's a waste of my time.
You played the part of the good husband
and
went to an engagement party.
I did on Saturday. My nephew's getting married.
Oh, that was I thought that was Sunday night. That was Saturday night? Okay.
Yeah, Saturday night. Gotcha. He's not going to have an engagement party on Sunday.
I don't know. Engagement parties
are going to be on Friday or Saturday.
That's fine. I didn't know. So you did that Saturday night. You played the good part Saturday night. Okay.
I did. Okay. I did. I went by Kincaid's.
Huh?
And I...
You get dolled up?
Well, I needed two things. I needed some shoes. I needed a button down. And I scored.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised at all. Probably looked dapper.
I looked fabulous. On Saturday night. So did that deal. Didn't wear a tie. Just button down, jacket.
Yeah. No need for the tie.
No. No. In fact, I'd have to go deep in the closet.
Yeah.
To find, you know, Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Now, you did your disc golf tournament.
I did.
You played okay?
Yeah, I played fine. I finished third, shot 12 under par for two rounds, a 5 and a 7. I should have been probably 6 strokes better than that, realistically. Probably should have been 18 under par. So, it was fine. The two winners, I finished third. Two guys tied at 14 under. So, 2 strokes ahead of me. Easily could have won. So, you know, that's frustrating. When you leave something on the table, it's always frustrating.
Right.
I don't care what it is. It's always frustrating. So,
like Joe Moorhead?
Yeah. Hey, hello. I didn't leave that much on the table.
Oh, okay.
We finished third, not 33rd.
Oh, okay.
No, we did good. I mean, cashed out $95, so that's not bad. I joke that all the time. It's like, look, I finished third and I'm beating myself up. And I'm like, also, I made money playing disc golf on a Saturday. So that's not a bad deal.
Oh, how'd you make money?
95, third. I finished third. So I got $95.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it's not bad.
How long did it take you? What time did you walk out of there on Saturday afternoon?
I left the park about 5.
Okay.
And I got out there at like 7.
Okay.
So the tournament started at 8:30. I thought it was going to be cold, and it was cold early, and then it warmed up really fast, and it was a great day.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah. And more importantly than anything, I beat all the people that I play with regularly, like all my friends finished behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all that really matters. I would have loved to have won the whole thing, but shout out all my friends who finished behind me.
Shout out to them.
Shout out
hey,
to
I
them.
Forgot to tell you, I went to Bravo for brunch on Saturday. My daughter came in town.
What'd you have?
Winnie and I had the breakfast pizza, and I had a Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary.
Oh?
And it was delicious. Now,
nice.
Kendall Collins tried to rub it in. He was in Starkville. Obviously, I didn't go to the game because I went to an engagement party on Saturday night. So he went to Two Brothers at some point during Saturday, which is a great place to pregame. And he tweeted us a picture of a beautiful Tito's Vodka Bloody Mary from Two Brothers Smoked Meats in Starkville.
Yeah, it is a nice looking one. He was given 110% going to that basketball game.
He was.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been to one.
No, not this season.
I've been to two.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Some of us have to stay here and work while you go up in the midweek.
What game did I go to? State and Ole Miss, State and Tennessee. I'm 1-1.
You took someone to Tennessee, right?
I did. Yeah. We took one of our awesome partners.
That's right.
To that game.
Yeah.
And Steve Azar went with us, too.
You didn't take me.
Singer-songwriter. I was in Nashville for 20 years, now in Greenville, Mississippi. So it was fun. And, yeah.
You got to say Chris Jans has done
amazing.
An A-plus job.
Yes.
A-plus job.
Yeah.
Not only in coaching on the court, but it feels like he's selling himself to the university and the fan base in a way that the previous head coach did not.
Well, and a Southern boy can get behind tough defense and rebounding.
There's nothing
like nobody's business.
Nothing Mississippi State fans love more than not scoring points and
defense.
Playing defense.
I mean, they will get down in a stance at an engagement party.
In any sport.
Good
it doesn't matter.
Lord have mercy. You can't flush it out of them. I'm like, it's okay to be good on offense in football and basketball. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're driven by your next John Deere tractor at agup.com. Ag Up Equipment. Visit any of their locations. Agup.com, Ag Up Equipment. John Deere, America's tractor. Manage your farmland, your hunting camp, and your family land. And it'll be driven by your next John Deere tractor at Ag Up Equipment. Brad Edwards on Alabama football at 8:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Man, we have a lot of Mississippi connections in the Super Bowl. That's exciting. I'd like to know from our listeners on the agup.com text line, do you already have your plans? It's early in the week. Some of you do you go to the same party or you host every year. So I'd like to know where you are on that. 601-885-3776. Do you know today what you're doing for the Super Bowl next Sunday afternoon? Ag Up Equipment text line 601-885-3776. Do you know what you're cooking? Do you already know what you're, cooking and eating and so on? Blake, do you know what you're going to be doing for the Chiefs and Eagles game? You're for the Chiefs.
Yes.
I'm for the Eagles.
Unequivocally. Well, you're a traitor.
Well, I heard you talking to yourself over there this morning. And telling yourself why you were for the Kansas City Chiefs and not for the Philadelphia Eagles.
This
could be the Philadelphia Eagles' second Super Bowl win since your Dallas Cowboys won it 100 years ago. And
it's really despicable.
They're both in the same division, yeah. And that could really, really, you could be salty.
They'd still
on
be
Monday
multiple
morning.
Away from the Cowboys.
It would be Fletcher Cox, AJ Brown, Big Play Slay, among others, getting rings. Fletcher second, AJ's first, Big Play's first. And then there's some Gardner Minshew's first. There's some other dudes.
Dude, love those guys. Hope they lose.
Gamewell. What?
Think they're great players. I hope they lose. I mean, unequivocally.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm for the Eagles.
Yeah. And you're a traitor.
All right.
And you'll never be allowed to root for the Cowboys again.
All right. So I'm going to go for the... Well, and it just makes it more fun that we're going against each other.
That's true.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your car and home and save at favorites.com for excellent customer service. When, God forbid, something happens to your car or your home, Farm Bureau Insurance. And our guests join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. We'll have Brad Edwards, 25 years at ESPN, went to Alabama, Roll Tide Bama insider, on Nick Saban's new OC and DC. That would be Tommy Rees from Notre Dame. How about that? Notre Dame's got to be sitting there going, I mean, you know the arrogance of Notre Dame football, Notre Dame alums, Notre Dame academically, right? Okay. It's kind of like the elites that we reference on the East and West Coast. All right. Can you imagine what's going... I mean, LSU stole their most successful coach in the last 40 years.
Mm.
Including Lou Holtz, who wore... You know he won a mythical national championship in 1988. And we all know that everything was mythical pre-1998, when we actually got something that somewhat looked like a championship model with the BCS. And then we rolled into the college football playoff, okay? But Brian Kelly was unbelievable at Notre Dame because they lost their way for a while. Now, and they still don't understand why Brian Kelly went down to the sticks of Baton Rouge with the Cajuns and took that job. I mean, again, I talked about it. The Chicago Notre Dame alums, the New York Notre Dame alums, heck, the L.A. Notre Dame alums that all meet, and you know, for a beverage and this and that, and fly around on their planes. They don't understand. And now Nick Saban goes and gets their homegrown guy, Tommy Rees, their OC, as their coordinator. That was an upgrade, by the way, over Bill O'Brien, according to the metrics. He's not elite, but it was an upgrade. Maybe the bar was that low. And then Kevin Steele, the 40-year veteran, left Miami. I mean, he left great weather. Now, what they are as a football program, we can all debate as far as the Miami Hurricanes, because Mario Cristobal had a really rough and tough year down in Miami in a crappy, crappy conference in the ACC. But Kevin Steele, he's already been fired. You know, he and Saban have already duked it out once. This will be his third time through. Then he went through a rehab little stint at Alabama. This is the third time for these two to reunite, so to speak. It's kind of like if you have a girlfriend and you broke up, got together, you know, that whole deal. Or maybe you have an ex-wife and y'all can't just cut the cord. Maybe the bedroom romance is too good. But the Kevin Steele is known as a locker room wrecker. But he's a good defensive coordinator, and he likes to throw down in recruiting. He's been through Clemson, Auburn, Bama, Miami, among other stops. And don't get me wrong, dude knows football. He's an upgrade over Golding. He's not elite either. But we were hoping that Saban would really, really, really drop the ball so that the Dogs and the Rebs and some other teams may have just a little bit better chance, of maybe getting past Bama. And Saban comes through with some, all in all, some pretty damn good hires.
Yeah, it's interesting who he went with. Kevin Steele, could there be some off-the-field consternation, some behind-the-scenes wrinkles that Kevin Steele maybe causes that could cause problems? But on the field, it is interesting that he went with...
You mean like he and Charlie Strong going fisticuffs in the Miami locker room? Only like 3 weeks in to the season.
What's worse, your two assistant coaches fighting or your quarterback and linebacker fighting? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, that's a great, yeah. Right. Which Which path do you want to take today?
Yeah, yeah, the road less traveled. Kevin Steele's resume is wild. It's the probably the exact opposite of Tommy Rees, who, by the way, turned down Brian Kelly to go to LSU as OC. A lot of people, we didn't really cover too much of that because it happened pretty quickly. He chose to stay with Marcus Freeman and then immediately said, why would I book a room on the Titanic? I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
Leo dies. And so he said, I'm getting out of here. And Notre Dame fans hung the Tommy Rees is staying thing as a banner last year because he turned down the Brian tried to use his sneaky snake tactics to get Tommy Rees to leave, but he didn't because he's true blue Notre Dame. And now Tommy Rees is there. But their resumes are
is
totally
he
different.
Is true blue Notre Dame as Matt Luke is Ole Miss?
No one is.
Okay.
Yeah, except maybe Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Got it. Who continues to flirt with every NFL team out there.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm
if a
you.
Supermodel walks up, are you not talking to her?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Kevin Steele's resume is wild. It's the exact opposite of Tommy Rees. Tommy Rees basically...
That's why I'm cheering for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Tommy Rees
Big play
basically...
Slay's wife is a model. She's gorgeous.
There's plenty of beautiful women on both sides. Right. Terrible reason. Tommy Rees's resume is one-sided. It's Notre Dame. Kevin Steele, listen to the names. These are all the different schools. If he had, like... You know how NFL players put jerseys up on the wall of all the places they played? Like college players. Look, yeah. Kyle Morris's house has his,
Gators.
Has his high school, JUCO. College, yeah, or yeah, all yeah, of yeah, it, yeah. right? Yeah, Florida and Mississippi College. I guess that's not JUCO, but NAACP3, whatever it is. And so Tennessee, New Mexico State, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, Carolina Panthers. There you go. He should have stayed up there in the NFL. Baylor, where he was actually a head coach. It was terrible. Florida State. Alabama the first time, Clemson, Alabama again, we won't count it, LSU, that's 10, Auburn, Miami of Florida, that's 12.
Can you imagine being his wife?
12 different schools that he has officially worked for as either a GA or a coach assistant slash head coach.
So they never live anywhere more than 18 months. I'm sure that's fun for Miss Steele.
Let's see the longest time.
Well, he was at Clemson, I think, for a while before Dabo let him go after that.
9, 10,
bowl.
11 in okay. Clemson. He spent 3, 4, 5, and 6 in Florida State.
Oh, that was under Bobby Bowden.
And he spent 4 years at he spent 4 years at Carolina, 4 years at Baylor, 4 years at Florida State. He spent 5 years at Nebraska as the linebackers coach.
What years?
89 to 94.
That's Tom Osborne. He missed the national championship by a season or two.
Well, Alabama brutal. May miss the national championship by a game or two, so it'll be apropos.
Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator for Bama. Kevin Steele, defensive coordinator. Now Miami has both coordinator positions open.
Oh.
Mario Cristobal has to fill those. Lane Train and Zach Arnett right now, they're good to go. But anything can happen, as we all know, over the next couple of months. And Lane's big hire was Pete Golding, and because he was at Alabama for a few years. And let me think what the biggest hire was. I guess Barbet, but Chad Bumpus was like, people went crazy over that because he's a former player. And David Turner, because he's coached a bunch of those defensive linemen, and he came back to
the whole staff
struggle.
To me. For Arnett, because you're creating a whole staff out of thin air, basically.
Yeah.
You can't, any one of those pieces without them, you're weaker, right? You don't have David Turner, you don't sign Jonathan Davis. If you don't have Chad Bumpus, who knows who you don't get, right?
I mean,
as a recruiter. You don't get Barbet or figure out who you want in D.C. All those hires are crucial because you're building a staff for the first time.
It's an inexperienced staff at head coach, D.C., and O.C., although, people think they're talented and trending the right direction. The veterans are in the line of scrimmage, which is good. That's we're a line of scrimmage league with Will Friend and David Turner. And then, of course, Tony Hughes is a longtime veteran. So he's got a combo of young grinders, up-and-comers, and all that, Barbets, Bumpuses, Matt Brocks. And then he's got the veterans of David Turner, Will Friend, Tony Hughes. I guess that's probably about, though, you know, McBath has 3 years of SEC experience.
Well, and the guy leading your CEO, Brad Peterson, is not, it's a different style of CEO than what you had under Mike Leach.
Yeah, no doubt. And Brad's been a head coach for a long time, and he got to see it under Dan Moorhead and Leach, and he got to see what they did well and what they didn't do well. That's a good point. So, Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by AgUp.com. And our AgUp.com text line, 601-885-3776, 885-3776. Let's do a giveaway on the text line.
Oh,
y'all weigh in on the Super Bowl or what's happening in SEC football. And Blake and I will get into some nonsense here at some point. But we're giving away a $25 gift certificate to Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue in Madison or Brandon. And we're also giving away a Long Branch Bourbon, what do you call it, a juicer?
Yeah, for your bar.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I got that out there. I didn't realize they shipped that many of them to us. We have like a dozen of them.
Yeah, they're very nice.
They're cool. And they also shipped some Long Branch Bourbon journals, which are really, really nice. I was back there looking at them this morning. And so that's, now our big Super Bowl giveaway is the Patron Tequila Golf Bag.
Whoa.
That's later in the week, and you will need to register at whiskey61.com.
So you probably should go ahead and do that now.
Yeah. You don't ever have to post. Well, actually, we are going to have. Yes, I take that back. To get in the mix later in the week, Blake and I will have a post that you can post under. But that Titleist Patron Tequila Golf Bag, that's going to be one of our big boys on Thursday, Friday. It is nice. Really, really, it's black and white. I'll send out a picture on the Twitters and Instagram and Facebook. So whiskey61.com, you'll want to register there. You won't have to post a lot, but you will have to post to enter to potentially win that awesome. And if you don't play golf, you can give it to a client or a family member or whatever, a friend, and they may cook you like some amazing ribs for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there? Did I miss anything else? The giveaway today is B3.
Yeah,
Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue. That's on the text line, and a Long Branch juicer, so that when you're doing like lemons, limes, oranges,
If you're into the health, look. I mean, obviously, it goes great with like a Tito's tonic and lime, right? You want to juice a little bit of that, but in reality, you could actually just use it for anything. You know, make some fresh squeezed orange juice. Whatever you might want, it's a good juicer quality.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Anything else that I?
Well, I was gonna. No, you nailed the giveaway. I was gonna ask you real quick.
Thank you.
Because I know we're gonna have Dave Bartu on all off season. We have so much time.
Yeah.
We all want answers right away. It's funny how this works.
There are no answers.
Yeah, and so we have so many days to discuss these new teams, but all 3 years of the Kiffin Leach era,
right,
together. We pretty much summed it up as it's Kiffin and he's built a pretty dang good staff group versus Leach, who's got a genius mind and has a lot less behind him.
Right.
Now as we sit, how do you feel about the two staffs and where they measure up against each other?
I think that Arnett's staff is a much better recruiting staff.
Than the previous state.
Absolutely. Okay. He's also got better LOS coaches. That's line of scrimmage.
Okay.
All right. The jury is out on Barbe and Matt Brock. Not that they're, again, can't be good coaches. And Ole Miss has the edge at the two coordinator positions because Lane's got 15 years of calling plays. And Pete Golding's got a lot under his belt. Pete wasn't elite or great at Bama like Kirby Smart or Jeremy Pruitt. And you could argue for Bama standards, he wasn't good, but he was solid, solid plus. So there's still an advantage there, but, Arnett did a really good job. I'm not that, you know, that staff, Mike Leach's staff was not strong. I'm just going to call it like I see it, especially on the offensive side of the football. It all came down to Mike Leach's brilliance. And, but Arnett did a good job as DC.
Yeah.
And He does have 3 years of play calling under his belt. That's good for the program. And we don't need to, we need to make sure that we remember that because he's been in the fire. He's called it against Ole Miss, Bama, Auburn, absolutely, LSU, A&M, and multiple times. And look, they were not left. Arnett or Leach never had a special player. They just didn't. Mississippi State had gone a long time having special players, Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, Dak, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, Willie, and those guys are tier one, big-time players. The 3 years that Leach was at Mississippi State, it was a combination of Moorhead and Leach's staff. There was not a special, you know, Lane did have. He had Matt Corral. And you could make a strong argument for Elijah Moore and Sam Williams.
Yeah. So, but especially Matt Corral at the number one position.
At the number one position. Yes. So a special player covers up. We all have deficiencies in what we do. And it allowed Lane to make a few more mistakes on a Saturday, whereas Leach didn't have that wiggle room.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, talking about Arnett and defense. And we'll see.
Boy, this is going to land wrong for some people. Let's throw out. We're streaming live on the Out of Bounds radio app, and we're giving away a Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue gift card and a Long Branch juicer bar. What?
I mean, it's just a fruit juicer. Yeah, juicer. I don't know. Yeah, hand juicer. So,
best text today.
Yeah, my question, I guess, with Arnett is I don't want to call it defensive heavy because you did hit some good positions on offense, but there are definitely a lot of big defensive pieces. For a team that and a program that has prided itself on defense, and you look at the Super Bowl and they have Fletcher Cox and Chris Jones and Willie Gay and Darius Slay, four of the prominent defensive names on both sides of the Super Bowl that you'll hear all week, right? Especially Fletcher and Chris Jones at a premium position of getting to the QB.
Right.
Zach Arnett has had none of that since he's been in Starkville.
No.
And that's a little surprising.
Not anything on the D-line, and he had a weak D-line coach. That has now been replaced with David Turner.
His two best players on defense since he's been there have been secondaries.
Guys who play 6, 8, 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
And also, they're not on the edge and they're not in the interior D line.
Yeah. And while you look, every team in the country at college would love to have Emmanuel Forbes or Martin Emerson in their secondary. Not a shot at those two guys. There's a reason Emerson's playing so well in the NFL with Cleveland. There's a reason Emmanuel Forbes is skyrocketing up draft boards right now.
You just said skyrocketing?
Yeah. And draft boards.
And that gets me fired up.
But you can only. That guy can only affect so much of the field at any given moment. A pass rusher changes the whole play.
Yes, he does.
Zach Arnett's had none of that.
Well, the question is, who can be a really good pass rusher for MSU and Ole Miss this year?
Yeah. Kiffin's at least had Sam. In 3 years, he's had one high-end guy, Sam Williams.
Correct.
Who was kind of quietly high. Like, I think
2021, he had a heck of a year.
But it just
parlayed that into being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and making a bunch of money.
And has had a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can, you look at the talent out of Mississippi in the Super Bowl and you go, what can Kiffin and Arnett do to add to that next crop?
Right.
Both in recruiting and finding them, but also now developing them.
Mississippi State wants Travion Williams to be the guy this year. And a game wrecker on the defensive line. And Crumity coming back is pretty insane. Do you want to drop this A.J. Brown stuff? All right. A.J. Brown is a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm cheering for the Eagles. Big play Slay, Fletcher Cox, A.J. Brown. And Blake is cheering for the Chiefs. This is A.J. Brown talking about the talent from Mississippi in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think the state of Mississippi just slept on. You know, they don't think too many guys are going to come out of their state and produce at a high level. You know, they got some guys like Chris Jones, a couple more other guys, you know, from the state as well, and so do we. That's a state that's just hungry. It kind of reminds me of Philly. We're poor state. You know, not giving much, you got to go earn whatever you want. And that's just how it is. And so I'm pretty sure the state of Mississippi is proud of everyone who's who's going to play in the Super Bowl, and I know Mississippi is going to represent well.
Love it. He nailed it. And man, there's even, I mean, we have years where we have Mississippi flavor. This year, it's crazy with some of the guys that ended up at Memphis or Washington State and Southern Miss. And of course, you know, you've got Mississippi State is well, well represented. And A.J. Brown plays one of those positions that we all keep an eye on. On the offensive side of the football with wide receiver. That was A.J. Brown talking Mississippi talent in the Super Bowl. They will be all over the field on Sunday afternoon, which I think is exciting. We've got some players that are going for Super Bowl ring with Mississippi ties. Super Bowl ring number two. And Blake is cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Got to.
Because he's mad that Jerry Jones hasn't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s and the division rival,
yeah,
Philadelphia Eagles, could knock down number two since the Dallas Cowboys have even won another one.
But that doesn't even matter. The Cowboys could have won 10 straight, and I still would never cheer for the Eagles.
Okay.
Or the Giants. Well, I mean, State and Ole Miss fans don't cheer for each other, and nor should they. Alabama and Auburn fans don't. You should hate your rivalry, and you should hate your rival, and rightfully so.
Well, I may order a Philadelphia Eagles pullover.
I hope the Chiefs beat them worse than the Seahawks beat the Broncos when Peyton Manning fumbled the first snap of the day.
When it was snapped over his right shoulder,
yep.
That was crazy.
It's like 50-7 or something like that.
Man.
I hope it's twice that.
John Elway said in the ESPN magazine article that he had nightmares about that. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Brad Edwards joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line at 8:30 to talk Saber and his two new coordinators.